This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The CEO of Denver International Airport will retire in July. Kim Day was appointed in 2008 and has led the airport for half its history. In that time, DIA says its traffic grew from 51 million to a pre-pandemic high of 69 million passengers annually. Day is credited with bringing in 11 new airlines and expanding international flights. DIA says Denver Mayor Michael Hancock will soon launch a search for a new CEO. A bill that would raise billions of dollars for transportation won another vote at the state capitol today. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says that sponsors say they're trying to create new revenue streams that will help the state catch up on a backlog of projects and boost the adoption of electric vehicles, which would help address pollution and climate change. Some Republicans argue the bill should only focus mainly on helping move vehicles, not environmental concerns. Democratic sponsors say more than $3 billion of the $5 billion total would go to road projects. The bill has one more vote in the Senate before moving to the House. Colorado will no longer allow circuses and other traveling acts to include exotic animals unless the performances are educational. Governor Polis signed the ban today. He emphasized that it's narrowly tailored so that zoos and animal sanctuaries can continue performing, and the rule doesn't include domestic animals, so it won't affect rodeos or stock shows.
It's very targeted to make sure that animal abuse has no place in Colorado.
At the bill signing in his office, Polis celebrated that he was able to gather unmasked with the bill's sponsors because all of them are vaccinated. And up next on All Things Considered, while some countries are lowering pandemic restrictions, others, like Japan, are in a state of emergency. And the timing isn't so great given that they're supposed to host the Olympics in a few weeks.
Because the vaccine rates are so low, people are worried about literally tens of thousands of people coming into the country.
And a new congressional commission will explore stronger security options for the Capitol building following the January 6th insurrection. Those stories are coming up next. Colorado Springs right now is at 72 degrees, mostly cloudy, and this weekend we'll have highs in the low 70s. Stay tuned. This is CPR.